Why am I pro-life? Because Jesus was a zygote. You know, it can be difficult to grasp that an organism no bigger than a dot is a human being deserving of dignity and protection. But if we wouldn't suggest killing toddlers as a way to solve a woman's problems, we simply cannot justify killing an embryo or fetus before birth either. And here's why. Scott Klusendorf and Stephen Schwartz note that the growing embryo is only different from the infant, who will emerge later, in four significant ways. The differences are size, level of development, environment, and degree of dependency. Size doesn't determine value, since we don't confer more rights on men, who are generally larger than women. Level of development can't determine value either, or else every teenager would get their wish. Older children would be worth more than younger siblings. Environment can't grant value by virtue of being in the womb or out. I mean, where you are doesn't determine who or what you are. And the degree of dependency isn't relevant either, because those who depend on life-saving medication or treatments like dialysis have an equal right to life as those who do not. Reverend Jim Lamb teaches that Jesus became a zygote, an embryo, a fetus, for our sake, and therefore we must conclude that he values life at its earliest stage, and so should we.